This is the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast, episode number 88. And on this episode, we're talking about developing a strong mindset. So if you think your mindset needs a little work, or you've got a great mindset, but you want to take it to the next level, this week's for you. So stay tuned. Hey there, you're listening to the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. My name is Zach Spuckler, and on this show, we talk about how to go from passionate side hustler to full-time online business owner with tips, tricks, and interviews to help you take it to the next level. Let's do it. What is up, Heart Hustlers? Welcome to another episode of the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. Now, I'm always excited to record the show, but I'm especially excited this week because we're going to talk a little bit about mindset, and we're going to talk about why mindset is so important. And I recently sent out a survey to my audience. I emailed my list asking what people wanted to learn more about. And an overwhelming amount of people actually said they wanted to learn more about mindset, which I was partially surprised by, but also not super surprised at the same time, because I think mindset is one of the most important parts of building your business. When I first got started, I used to think, oh, it's all about strategy, or there's that one funnel that's going to change the game for me. And over time, I've learned that that's not really the case. In fact, once you get to a certain level, it's really not even about strategy anymore. It's all about mindset. The work is what goes on between your ears. I want to spend today's episode talking about some shifts that I had to make to my mindset over the past couple of years to be able to achieve a higher level of success in my business. And these are really simple adjustments to the way you think, and I'll give you some little exercises that I've done that can help you as well. So let's just dive right in. I've got five key tips for you today, and we'll dive deep on each one. So number one is that as you achieve higher levels of success, goals are different. When you're first getting started, we tend to set goals that we want to achieve or that feel realistic. And as you start to achieve new levels of success, the value and the positioning of a goal changes. It's not always about, this is a goal I have to achieve. You start setting goals that actually stretch you or feel uncomfortable or might even feel a little bit just slightly outside the realm of possibility. And you need to start thinking, how do I set goals that make me feel really uncomfortable? Or how do I set goals that are way outside of what I'm comfortable achieving? Now, there's another element to this, which is it's not just about setting these big goals that stretch you or that feel like, wow, how am I going to achieve these? It's also about understanding that goals no longer define you or your success. And I think the best way to do this is to give you an example. So last year we had a launch where my goal was to do about $200,000, and we came up short at $174,000. Now, old Zach, the Zach before I started kind of focusing on mindset and developing a stronger mindset, would have been like, well, this sucks. We didn't hit the goal. Everything sucks. And I would have had, you know, expectation hangover of like, ugh, we knew what we wanted to do, but we didn't actually do it. Whereas the mindset shift you have to make is, I set that big goal because I wanted to push myself. I could have achieved a six-figure launch, but that wasn't the goal. The goal was a multiple six-figure launch, and that pushed me to be even closer to 200,000, right? It's not about, yes, you have to achieve this goal or else you're a total failure. So there's this two-part shift that happens around the way we think about goals. Number one, it's no longer about setting goals we think we can achieve or that are hyper-realistic. It's about these big, hairy, audacious goals, which I'm sure you've heard before, that really make you feel like, how am I going to achieve this? Taking actions that move you closer to achieving. And then if you don't actually hit your goal, it's not the end of the world. It's about understanding that there's more than just achieving goals. There's setting goals that stretch you, because when you stretch, you achieve more. So number one, the way we think about, set, and engage with our goals changes as we achieve new levels of success. Number two, you have to intentionally feed yourself positive messages. And I've got an exercise for you. I had a really good friend of mine who was a fitness and performance coach, and he gave me this exercise a long time ago that I still use to this day. And he said, you know, just like a mantra, you need to pick something that you can repeat over and over and over again to yourself. But the next level is to do it while you're out on a walk or do it while you're on a run. Do it while your body is in motion, because motion coupled with thoughts creates a stronger cementing of that belief. I know that might sound a little confusing, so let me give you an example. When I was first working towards achieving six figures, I used to go on a run. I loved running. I still like to run from time to time. And while I was on my run, I used to just repeat to myself over and over again. I would say, I am worth six figures and more. I am worth six figures and more. And now when I go on a run, I sometimes say, I am worth seven figures or more. I am worth seven figures or more. And I always say or more because words have power. It's not just about, you know, being worth six figures. It's about being worth beyond that. Okay. So think right now, what is something that you need to work on with your mindset? For me, it's always been self-worth. That's one of my biggest struggles. And I talk about that on the show sometimes, that I think like, oh my gosh, do I deserve this? Or am I good enough? That's one of my internal struggles. So when I go on a run or I do an exercise, I couple it with this mantra of, I am worth six figures or more. I am worth seven figures or more. Or sometimes I'll couple it with an even more simple mantra like, I am worthy. I am enough. I am worthy. I am enough, right? A lot of us struggle with worthiness and being enough. So if you want to just take that mantra right off the bat, you can. But if you have another mantra that you love to repeat, like, I will achieve all of my goals, or I will perform at the highest level possible. You can say anything like that and simply put it on repeat in your mind, and it will create great results for you. Why? Well, because we're basically cementing a new belief. Mindset is all about beliefs and what we truly believe. And by repeating something over and over and over again, especially like I was taught by a high performance coach, especially with the coupling of movement and activity, the more likely we are to accept that as our belief, the more likely we are to embrace that as our belief. Okay? So tip number two is feed yourself positive messages in an intentional way. Now, tip number three is to find supportive people to have in your corner. And I want to go a little deeper on this one because I think it's really easily said, and we hear it a lot, that like you need to surround yourself with positive people, or you are the sum of the five people you spend the most time with. But the reality is it's true. And I want to give you a couple things that I personally did that helped me get really supportive people in my corner. And the first one was joining a mastermind. Now, you've heard me talk about the mastermind on the show before, but I joined a mastermind from a guy named James Wedmore. And that mastermind is a group of about 20 people who are all actively working to build their online business. And quarterly, we go to these events where we get to share exactly what we're going through, what we're feeling, what we're struggling with. And it's all done under the guise of confidentiality, and not like it's secret or we can't tell you what happens there, but we're allowed to share what we're feeling without the fear of it getting out into the world. And because I can tell you from a personal standpoint, like, you know, I've shared revenue numbers, I've shared personal roadblocks, I've shared personal struggles that I've had that don't necessarily have to do with just business. And so finding supportive people is not just about saying, well, I need to find five people that are gonna, you know, be my rock and be everything for me and hold me to a new level of accountability. It's about saying, how do I find a group of people that I can trust when I'm having a day that isn't just about business? Because you're going to have tough days where it's not all about business. You're going to have tough days where it's rough because you feel overwhelmed, right? Has nothing to do with your business. You're just like, my life is pulling me in a million different directions. How the heck am I going to get these webinar slides done? Or, oh my gosh, I'm so exhausted. I didn't get any sleep last night and I've got a deadline today that I absolutely have to meet. who can I reach out to that's at least going to encourage and support me and understand, right? For me, it was joining a mastermind. Now, you might be like, well, I'm not in a mastermind or I'm not ready for a mastermind. That's okay. Start thinking about, are you in other programs or online courses or group coaching programs, or are you working with a coach right now that has other clients you can connect with? I tend to find that the easiest way to connect with other people is through other online program Facebook groups. Why? Well, number one, Facebook groups are a great way to connect with people, but I find that a Facebook group you had to pay to be in, it's just a different level of commitment from people who are in it, right? So what that means is, look, someone who paid to be in, like, let's say my five-figure challenge program, they invested to be there. They invested time and money to actually be part of that program. So they're invested on a different level, right? People who are in a free Facebook group, it's not that they're not good people or that they're uninvested. It's just they're not invested at the exact same level. They're not as invested. They didn't have to put their money where their mouth is to be there. So I love the idea of going into a Facebook group for a course that you're a part of, whether it has to do with business or not, and just engaging, asking questions, paying attention to who the leaders are, and building connections over time. If you see somebody in the group that's absolutely killing it that you want to connect with, shoot them a message and say, hey, I love what you're doing, would love to connect. It's not about selling. It's not about building your network to increase your net worth. It's about finding people who you resonate with that you can arm with you to support. Now, the flip side is you also have to be ready to support. And I think that this is the really important part of this. It's not just about finding supportive people. It's about becoming a supportive person and realizing that the more you can assist and help other people who are struggling, the more people want to be there for you and help you if you're struggling. So when you build these connections, it's not just, oh, I built a connection of someone who's going to have my back. It's, I built a two-way connection where there's someone who has my back and I have their back. I know that this one kind of feels like, well, how do I develop connections or how do I network? And I think that honestly, that's an advanced topic for another podcast, but I always like to tell people, just be human, just build real connections and talk to people and engage. If you're trying to figure out how to connect with people, ask yourself, where are people that I want to connect with already hanging out? I've given you a couple examples. You can engage in a mastermind. You can look at group coaching programs. You can pay attention to Facebook groups that you're already in. But I want you to start asking yourself, where are the people that I want to have in my corner already hanging out? That's where you need to spend more time, because the more time you spend in the company that you want to keep, the easier it is to build those connections. So don't ask yourself today the question of, how do I find supportive people to have in my corner? It's, where are the people I want in my corner hanging out? How do I spend more time there? And over time, you'll naturally develop connections. Some of the best connections that I've developed have been, you know, no part of the online marketing world or even from courses. It's just been people that I've connected with online or people that I've connected with from events or from Facebook groups. And it's not because of the online marketing world. Yes, we might both be in online marketing, but it's because of what we believe in or what our values are or how we see each other as people. Okay. So I mentioned earlier that I joined a mastermind with James Wedmore, and he's been a fantastic mentor to me around specifically mindset, because he's been huge on that. And he said something to me recently while we were on a trip, and he said, you know, this is the work. And it took me a while to get that. I still think I'm kind of mulling through that, but I wanted to share that with you guys, because so often we think that the way to take it to the next level is with some sort of missing strategy or funnel, or that there's one magic bullet of a tweak that as soon as we get that, we're going to become a millionaire. It's just this one piece or structure or strategy that we're somehow missing. And the reality is, no strategy or funnel is going to fix your mindset. And what you really need to understand is that working on your mindset is the work of building a really successful business. I can say it a million ways to Sunday, and I probably will in the next couple of minutes, but if you don't have a great mindset, you won't achieve great things. And I want to give you an example. Let's say you're going into a launch, and you know that you want to have a six-figure launch, but in your heart of hearts, you don't believe it's possible. You don't think you've spent enough on ads. You don't think you have a big enough audience. You don't think your product is good enough. Well, when you go to present your webinar, guess what? That "I don't think I'm good enough" is going to show up when you do your pitch, right? You're not going to be able to stand behind your product in full, you know, support of what you do because you don't believe it. When you go to write your emails and send them out, they're all going to have this unspoken undertone of maybe it's not good enough. Because think about it. How do you write or act when you feel so incredibly amazing about something that you want to share it with the world, right? Think about something that you love that you've recommended to a friend. Like, oh, I don't know. Remember when Netflix was getting started and we used to be like, Netflix is the coolest thing ever. Like, you don't think about when someone tells you they don't have Netflix and you're like, you don't have Netflix, right? Maybe you don't, but I'm sure you've heard that reaction if you don't have Netflix, right? Because we believe it's an incredible product at an incredible price and we want everyone to know about it. But what about that belief for our own products? Do you have that for your own products, for your own services, for yourself? Because when we are excited, when we are all in, when we truly believe that what we've got to offer is really valuable and really incredible, we create really incredible offers. We create really incredible sales pitches. We write really incredible emails because we believe in what we're doing. So understand that working on this belief, working on trusting yourself, on believing in yourself, on doing more for yourself, and finding these supportive people, and feeding yourself positive message, and setting these big goals, that is the work. That is the work that helps you build a bigger business. And if you're not going to do that work, you're going to hit a ceiling and it's going to suck. And you don't deserve to hit a ceiling. You deserve so much more than that. So understand that this is the real work. I also like to say, look, I'm not saying that strategy doesn't matter or funnels aren't important or, you know, that as long as you've got the right mindset, you don't need to understand marketing, right? I'm not saying that. All of that stuff is still really important, but none of it matters if you don't believe in yourself. At some point, you will hit a ceiling if you've got all the strategy in the world, but you don't think that you can do it. And I hope that that makes sense. Which brings us to our final point. The work is never done. Here's the thing. I wish I could sit here and tell you as I record this episode that my mindset is incredible and everything is perfect and I never have a doubt in my mind and I'm running a multiple seven-figure business because I just believe in myself so hardcore. But the truth is, I don't run a multiple seven-figure business. There are days where I wake up with doubt. There are days where I think, oh my gosh, are we going to be able to do this? But I have to do the work. I have to do the work of setting those big goals and being okay if we don't hit them, not because I didn't give it my all, but because they don't define me. I have to continually feed myself positive messages. I love to write on my mirror positive messages that I see every day in my mirror in my bathroom, right? I find supportive people to have in my corner. This is my third year going into a mastermind, not because, you know, I can't wait for the next big strategy. It's because I know that I need to have these supportive people in my corner and I need to have a supportive place that I can always go. And I know that the work is never done, right? You've heard that before. The work is never done. And if the work is my mindset, then I'm always going to be working on my mindset. And that's okay. It's okay that we don't have a perfect mindset. It's okay that we're not perfect people. Because if we're always working towards being better, that's something we can all do. We can all work towards being better. Because the work is never done. So just to recap everything that I covered today, if you want to develop a six-figure mindset, I gave you five really key tips and a couple of different exercises. Number one, we talked about how goals are different. You're setting goals that push you and stretch you, not goals that you know you can achieve. And if you come up short on your goals, you don't beat yourself up. You evaluate what happened and you make corrections because you know your goals and the success of your goals is not what defines you as a person. Number two, we talked about feeding yourself positive messages and saying, look, it's not just telling yourself, I'm good enough. It's getting really clear on what mantras you need to repeat. And I gave you that little trick about if you exercise, repeat a mantra of your choice while you're out on a run, while you're out on a walk. Add some movement to your mantra and watch its power increase. Number three, find supportive people to have in your corner. And I gave you a few different places that you could go to find supportive people that you're already hanging out. But the key is you need a supportive community that's there when you're having bad days. And I don't just mean bad days with revenue. I mean bad days with your personal life, bad days with your business life, bad days in general, because we're not one-dimensional beings. We're multidimensional with personal lives and professional lives and family lives, and it matters that you have a safe place you can go. Number four, understand that this is the hard work. There's no strategy that's going to help you 10x your business if you don't believe in yourself first. What goes on between your ears and how you work through that is the work. And finally, the work is never done. You'll never be perfect. You'll never wake up every day and just be unstoppable in terms of never having doubt or never being unsure, right? And if you do, email me because I'd love to know your secret. But it's okay because we're all a work in progress and we can always be and do better. So just know that no matter where you are right now, you've got the ability to improve. And that's a really freeing feeling because you don't have to be perfect. You just have to be ready to keep working at it. So there you have it. Those are my tips to working on cultivating a six-figure mindset. I hope that you guys have gotten a ton of value out of this episode. I know it's a little bit less tactical than what I usually teach, but with so many requests for mindset, I just had to do it. And I love it, love it, love it when you guys write me to let me know what you'd like to hear more on the podcast about. Now, before we go, I've got one more favor that I'd like to ask, which is if you head over to heartsoulhustle.com/iTunes, again, it's heartsoulhustle.com/iTunes, and leave a review on the podcast, I would greatly appreciate it. The more reviews we get, the more people we can reach with these messages. And with today's being so powerful about mindset and the mindset work, I would absolutely love it if you could leave a positive review. So with that being said, I hope you have an absolutely incredible week. Get out there, crush that mindset, and I'll see you next week on the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. Thanks for listening to the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. For more great stuff, be sure to visit heartsoulhustle.com.